time for Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show. Pope Francis said, hey, I got $500,000. I'm going to help out with migrants in Mexico, offering assistance to local projects that provide food, lodging, and basic necessities. That's cool, but man, can I get like $20,000? I'm saying I got some bills I got to pay. Former Indiana Senator Richard Lugar died Sunday at the age of 87 at a hospital in Virginia. He was being treated for a rare neurological disorder. He's Indiana's longest-serving senator. He helped actually start a program that destroyed thousands of former Soviet nuclear and chemical weapons after the Cold War ended. Governor Eric Holcomb directed the flags across the state of Indiana to be flown at half staff to honor Lugar until his funeral, which has not yet been announced. But thank you, sir, for your service, and our thoughts and prayers are with your family. Amazon, do you guys think that it's like fair for 2 days, like for a package to get there? Is that a decent amount of time to arrive?
If it's Prime, no. Prime is supposed to be same day, right?
No way. Really? I always thought it was 2 day. I always thought, like, according to, like, Prime is a 2 day thing. I've never gotten a package in the same day. Have you?
Yeah.
Wow, you have high standards.
I think if you order from a certain time, within a certain time, that you do get it the same day.
Well, they have their famous 2 day, the Prime thing. They want to make it just 1 day on most Prime orders, but a labor union is not happy with the move. The president of the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union said speeding up deliveries could be dangerous for Amazon Fulfillment Center employees. He said those people are already working 12 or plus hour days just to keep up with it. I mean, we've kind of gotten spoiled, right? Like, we expect something there in 48 hours. Otherwise, can I talk to your manager?
Right.
I mean, do we really need it in 1 day? I mean, it's cool. But Alex is like, yes, I need it.
If at all possible, I'd like it to be, yeah.
I like it as quick as possible. Dude, Jeff Bezos is losing his wife. He's losing his workers. They're not happy.
Right.
Sounds like a really, really sad story here. So we'll keep you updated. But yeah, it could be 1 day as of now. I mean, 2's not too bad. Let's see here. Didn't want to really dive off the deep end, but we might as well. A professor at Oxford claims aliens are already breeding with humans to create a new hybrid species that will save the planet. So that's good. The doctors believe that there is a strong correlation between climate change and alien abductions. Interesting. Yeah. He says there's four type of aliens: small, tall, bold, and scaly with snake eyes. Like Justin Bieber, for example, would fall into that category. You know what I mean?
Snake eyes.
He's got those lizard eyes. What else did he say here? He believes that the aliens are highly intelligent, so they could solve the problems on Earth and in the future, such as climate change. So
I'd love to see his research, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's just hooking up with somebody that's really weird, you know? He's like, okay, you're kind of an alien to me, so E.T. bone home for sure on that one. And let's kind of wrap up with something I'm not into, but you can't deny what's big with people. A man in Hong Kong was beaten up. He got his butt whooped after shouting Avengers Endgame spoilers. He was right near the theater. How mad would you be? Whatever movie it is, like, you want to go see it.
That's so rude.
Like, what a dummy. Well, I guess he got what he deserved because he was yelling it. And then the crowd just descended on him for the most epic beatdown. He's going to be okay, but, like, they had to take him to the hospital. They're like, shut up! Shut up!
Jeez.
Dude, people are not joking around about these Endgame spoilers.
Yeah.
I don't believe in violence, Liv, but I feel like this is justified.
I don't believe in violence either, but, you know, I mean, like, you kind of get what you...
Yeah, he kind of asked for that one.
Yeah. What did he think was going to happen?
I like what this teacher did right here. A teacher warned students not to spoil Avengers Endgame, and the letter's really funny. I'm going to see if I can send you the photo, Liv. Maybe we can put it up on our Instagram story, because it is hilarious.
Is it on her door?
Yes.
I already posted it to Twitter over the weekend.
Dang, girl. Okay, cool. The letter says, so go check that out, at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. The letter says, do not discuss anything about it anywhere near my classroom until the sun comes down. You know how much I love Marvel Comics, so help me, Jeebus. If one of you spoils a single frame of this movie for me, I promise I will make you wish that Thanos snapped your narrow little beep.
Jeebus, that's hilarious.
I think that's so funny, though. That has to be a fun classroom to be in.
Oh, absolutely.
And finally, I was surprised. I put up a thing last night on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram story, and it seems like 2/3 of the Joe and Alex Show people on Instagram do not watch Game of Thrones, because it's like one of the biggest things people are talking about.
Oh, my God.
But did you guys see this? Somebody, I don't know how people do this. I'm not even mad. I'm impressed. Somebody took Game of Thrones and they remixed it to Ice Ice Baby. They took like Jon Snow talking.
Yeah.
Check this out.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Nice is back with a brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me. Tightly flows like a harpoon. Daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? No, I don't know.
That's amazing.
Right, and I'll go.
To the extreme. My rock a mic like a vendor. Light up a stage like a jump like a candle.
Oh my God.
Like, that is skill.
Poisonous mushroom dead.
I'll put this up on the Need to Know News blog so you can see the full thing. But it sounds so good. I couldn't even do like one sentence.
I hate feeling like I'm missing out of a huge pop culture phenomenon, but I tried watching it and I didn't like it.
You need to hop on board. You didn't like it. How far did you watch?
Like three minutes.
No, you can't. I mean, nothing even happens within the 3 minutes.
Can we lock her down, like with her permission? Can we, Liv, can we like chain her hands to a couch?
I want
to. Just for like three episodes.
Yeah, that's probable cause.
Will you give us permission?
I'll try it again.
No. We need to come over to your place. We'll feed you so you don't starve to death. We're going to lock your legs and hands in.
We'll feed you fish sticks. We'll feed you all of your favorite things. Chicken nuggets. You just need to watch it.
Yeah, we'll chew it.
Did you watch last night's episode?
No. Please, God, don't spoil it for me. Did you?
Oh, man, I did.
Did you cry? Please don't ruin it.
I did.
Is it good or is it bad?
I'm not going to spoil it for you.
Is it good or bad?
I'll just let you know I did watch it.
It seems like everybody on my like Facebook feed, that's all it was about.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
People just going nuts.
There's one thing if you've never seen it like Alex, but don't be a tool and poo-poo it. Like, I really don't know much about Avengers, but I'm not knocking it. Alex is talking more in the garbage. This thing's setting records and records for opening weekends. Out of everything, you can't deny something if it's big, just because you don't like it.
I'm seeing Avengers tomorrow, and I am so excited.
Whoa!
I'm going to bring a diaper because it's 3 hours long.
Jeez.
Oh, God, that poor person next to you.
I won't be able to go to the bathroom during that. Well, it's going to be Joel Daddy, my boyfriend, so he can just suck it up.
There you go. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. Check it all out. You can see everything online at joeandalexshow.com.